All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games in the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. I'm going to start off with a big one in the Big 12, as you have the 19th-ranked Texas Longhorns taking on the 7th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. And, of course, this is their annual showdown at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. And I don't know about you, but college football is indeed a better place when both the Longhorns and Sooners are ranked. And because of that, the fairgrounds at Dallas this Saturday afternoon will be electric. Now, Texas comes into this game and they are looking good on offense with quarterback Sam Ellinger and wide receiver Little Jordan Humphrey. You look at the play of defensive back Caden Stearns, and that's going to be important going up against this Oklahoma offense, which is led by quarterback Kyler Murray. Now, of course, when Murray gets it going, he can get the football to wide receivers CeeDee Lamb and Marquise Brown, who can terrorize any secondary in the Big 12. You look at what Oklahoma is doing defensively with both Kenneth Murray and Curtis Bolton at linebacker, as both of them have over 60 tackles, and they are definitely going to get some recognition as far as winning the Butkus Award as being the top linebacker in the nation. The Sooners defense already has 15 team sacks this season, and I expect them to pin their ears back and come after Ellinger. I think this is going to be a good game, but Oklahoma is the better squad, and they will find a way to pull away late in the fourth quarter. Thus, I'm going to take the Sooners by the score of 34-24. Now, in the Southeastern Conference, you're going to have the 5th-ranked LSU Tigers traveling to Gainesville to take on the 22nd-ranked Florida Gators. Now, this is the second year in a row that both of these teams have met in Gainesville, and this affair won't be pretty. Why? Because the first team to get to 20 points will more than likely win this game. You look at LSU quarterback Joe Burrow, who has 6 touchdowns this season, but more importantly, 0 interceptions. And I expect the Bayou Bengals to keep it close to the chest in this game with a big dose of running back Nick Brissett. You look at this LSU defense under head coach Ed Orgeron, 13 team sacks this season to go along with 7 interceptions, and they're going to go out there and try to make life tough for quarterback Felipe Franks and this Florida offense. But this Gators defense can get after you as well. 15 team sacks throughout so far in the season. We saw what they did last week on the road versus Mississippi State. And like I said, the first team to get to 20 points will probably win this game. However, I think LSU is just a little bit better on D right now than the Gators are. This one's going to take the Bayou Bengals on the road by the score of 23-17. Now, staying in the SEC, it's the 13th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats. That's right, the 13th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats traveling to College Station to take on the Texas A&M Aggies. Now, Kentucky is for real. They're 5-0, but do not sleep on this Texas A&M team under head coach Jimbo Fisher. Now, for Kentucky to go on the road and win this game, you're going to need a heavy dose of Benny Snell at running back. Kentucky also has the 12th-ranked defense in the nation with 12 sacks and 6 interceptions, and they have to go out there and make life tough for A&M quarterback Kellen Mond, but he also has some good skill players around him on offense with running back Travion Williams and wide receiver Cameron Buckley. Now, this A&M defense has 10 sacks, and I think they're going to go out there and try to keep this Kentucky offense in third and long. And in order to do that, you have to take away Benny Snell from what Kentucky does offensively. Now, These are two up-and-coming programs in the SEC, and I think the atmosphere in College Station is going to be electric, and I think that's going to give A&M the edge in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Aggies by the score of 27-24. And finally, in Blacksburg, it's going to be the 6th-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish traveling to take on the 24th-ranked Hokies of Virginia Tech. Now, the Irish are steamrolling, and I'm telling people right now, this is my sleeper team to make the college football playoff. Quarterback Ian Book has 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions so far this season, while running back Tony Jones Jr. is averaging nearly 5.5 yards per carry. 13 team sacks by this Irish defense as they love to pin their ears back and get after opposing quarterbacks, which means that Tech quarterback Josh Jackson is going to have his hands full. Now, what Virginia can do to neutralize that Notre Dame pass rush, they have to give running back Stephen Peoples the football early and often. Now, you know, with a Bud Foster-led defense, that the Hokies are going to get after you. They don't have the playmakers like they've had in years past, but they have still managed to get 12 sacks so far this season and make life tough on opposing defenses. However, I think Notre Dame is on a roll right now, and I don't see it stopping Saturday night. Thus, I'm going to take the Irish by the score of 34-23. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.